Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Twitter introduced a new feature last week that prompts users to read links to articles before sharing them. When users try to post links without opening them, a message appears saying, "Headlines don't tell the full story. Want to read this before retweeting?" Limited to only Android users for now, the new feature is part of a series of overhauls, including fact-checking tweets from President Trump the company is making to support healthy conversations. It's easy for links/articles to go viral on Twitter, product lead Kayvon Beckpour tweeted alongside the announcement. This can be powerful, but sometimes dangerous, especially if people haven't read the content they're spreading. But making the feature work requires tracking that users may not be aware of. Aram Zucker-Scharf, an ad tech engineer, detailed in a Twitter thread that the platform keeps tabs on the links users click, complete with a URL and a timestamp. Twitter collects data from users, including the links and tweets that were opened, the tweet that included the links, and when it was opened. In a series of tweets after this article was initially published, Damian Kieran, Twitter's global data protection officer, said Twitter has long collected this data, but recently began including it in the archives users can download and review. Twitter tracks whether users click on the ads they're shown and uses this data for advertising, but says this is separate from the Android experiment involving whether links were opened. For that feature, Twitter confirms it keeps a log of links opened, but says this data is retained on the device for 7 days, then discarded. In April, Twitter updated the privacy settings for all users, tracking whether users clicked on ads and downloaded apps that were advertised for them. This gave advertisers more insights into how effective their ad campaigns were, but similarly required more data from users.